Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
There's new data from the Department of Education that has revealed that school attendance among pupils has dropped significantly since the pandemic. More than 25% of all primary school pupils and 20% of all second level students missed 20 or more school days in the 2022 to 2023 school year, with high levels of extended absences in areas of social disadvantage. Well, for more, we're joined now by Mick Wafer, who is principal at Wexford VEC. And Mick, you're welcome and thank you for joining us. You're the principal of a post-primary school. Are you surprised at this new data or does it mirror what you're seeing on the ground?
Yeah, thanks, Sarah. Yeah, principal of Selskirk College in Wexford Town. So, I can't say I'm surprised by data. It doesn't make for good reading, but it does reflect what we're seeing on the ground in schools daily. Absolutely. You know, we are working very, very hard on the ground in terms of increasing pupil attendance, attainment, and retention, and it's really part of our everyday process now at this stage because we have seen such a drop off.
And is that since the pandemic that you've noticed this big change?
It has. Now, look, there's always been a percentage of attendance issues, but since the pandemic, there has been a huge increase, and that's not just in my own school at Selskirk College, but that's locally, speaking to colleagues, but also nationally. I would have been involved with ETBI through we're a school of Waterford, Wexford, ETB, but also NAPD. That would have been a regular conversation. So it's not a local problem or regional, it's a national problem that we're facing here.
Yeah, and lots of teachers, actually, I mentioned we were going to be discussing this earlier in the programme, and lots of teachers have got in touch. It's obviously something that people are seeing across the country, which is not surprising given the data. But one person is saying here that school days lost at our school are up 48% in the 2023-24 school year when compared to 2018-2019. And this person says many reasons, including holidays taken off peak season, result in many days lost, but this person says a massive contributory factor is school refusal caused by anxiety and other factors affecting mental health, and the problem is rife, says that person. I don't know, have you identified, Mick, in your own school, is there any primary reason that this is happening, or is it a multiple of reasons?
I think it's a multiple. School holidays or taking holidays during the school term has always been a feature in schools, but what I have noticed is that there has been an increase in that, but I wouldn't put that down to being a major factor. I would agree in terms of maybe the stress and anxiety, so the mental health challenges that young people and families are facing since the pandemic, that has really increased. And even when you look at organisations like and support services like NEPS, for example, they are working with schools and tackling this issue directly. So even like I know the language used by that teacher was school refusal. But look, we've changed the way we're looking at that, and it's not school refusal anymore. It's actually emotionally behaviour, a school avoidance. So it's the kind of the change in language and known as shorthand as EPSA. So we're looking at that and re-engaging students who have chronic attendance issues. But what we're really looking at as well in schools, and in particular my school, where we've just finished an attendance initiative, we labelled it HERO, so here every day, ready and on time. But we're looking at the casual kind of a day here, a day there, over the course of an academic year, you know, the odd day, that's going to add up to 20, 30 plus days. And they're the students that we're trying to really target week by week, because if we can get them into a pattern of attendance, look, there's a huge correlation between attendance and meeting your potential down when you're wherever you go after school, be that in the state exams or further education, apprenticeships, world of work, whatever the case may be.
Because there is a socioeconomic reason here as well. We've discussed a couple of the other reasons, but I know 42% of primary pupils, according to this data, in disadvantaged areas are missing more than 20 days of school. And you're in a Jewish school yourself. What are your thoughts on that aspect of it?
Look, there's always been a little bit of a gap in terms of the percentage when you're looking at DESH and non-DESH schools. I just had a quick look earlier on, and even as far back as 1994, the Department of Education Skills at the time, that they did a little piece of work on it. And, you know, there was still a gap of about 4 or 5% at that stage. But certainly the socioeconomic issue is one we can't ignore. Like what I would have seen is over the last few years is maybe a casual approach to attendance and education. Whereas, and look, at this is maybe not spoken as widely as maybe some of the other issues, but a change in attitude towards that. You know, when you look at an attitude, and like even if you look at, say, I'm looking at Claxton and the learning river, like you have a layer of knowledge, a layer of skills and literacies, but also down underneath that is the attitude. And the impact of not having a junior cycle exam at the first year of COVID, you know, teacher calculated grades, then you had accredited grades, then you had certification of completion for students who may not have attended all year. That those things can kind of unknowingly change attitudes. And I think that has had a huge impact in terms of a casual approach now to education.
And you're talking, so, just briefly, sorry, Mick, you're talking about attitudes, is it of students or parents or both?
Both. Yeah. Absolutely both.
Okay. I'm afraid we have to leave it there for the moment, but it's really, really interesting. We're getting lots of text to 51551 about this issue. I'll get to those a little later in the programme. But Mick, thank you so much for joining us. That is Mick Wafer.